Six Nations residents will have an opportunity to gain some kidney knowledge later this month as Six Nations Health Services, in collaboration with St. Joe's Community Health Center, will be hosting a kidney fair. And anybody coming out will be able to learn about kidney disease and treatment options for kidney failure. And all of this is going to be taking place at the White Pines Wellness Center in Oswegan on March 29th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And here to talk to me about everything happening with the kidney fair is Tricia Gill and Richard Orlicky from St. Joseph's Healthcare. So thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us and letting us share this with your listeners.
Absolutely. And I guess to start, can you tell me a little bit about the event and just what visitors can expect when they drop by on the 29th?
Absolutely. On March 29th, we're going to be having what we're calling a kidney fair at the White Pines. And when people come in, they're going to meet people from St. Joe's. They're going to meet people who are have kidney failure and are there to share their experience and their journey. We're going to be talking about transplants and the different types of dialysis that people can do at home.
Can you talk to me a little bit about how big of an issue kidney disease is and just the ways it can affect a person in their day-to-day life?
Absolutely. Kidney failure affects 1 in 10 Canadians, and it affects 1 in 3 First Nations people. That's pretty huge. 1 in 3 First Nations people will have kidney failure in their lifetime. Kidney failure affects every aspect of a person's life. Your kidneys are responsible for removing excess fluid and removing toxins from your body. And if your kidneys aren't doing that efficiently, it can be pretty challenging. There is no cure for kidney disease. There's treatment for kidney disease. And that treatment is transplant or dialysis.
And what are some of the leading causes for the disease? And how can a person sort of mitigate the risk of developing it?
One of the leading causes is diabetes and genetic factors. So if your parents would have kidney disease, you're more than likely to have it yourself. But diabetes is a very large one, and especially unmanaged diabetes, it will triple your risk of getting end-stage renal disease.
And with it being hereditary, is there ways that people can sort of try to counteract that?
It comes down to testing. So, you know, coming to see the doctor, if something's wrong, saying something, reaching out. We have a big presence now on at the White Pines. We have our clinics. It's basically, if you feel bad, come talk to somebody.
Right. Diabetes, the number one cause of kidney failure. By managing your diabetes, you're going to limit the risk of kidney failure. High blood pressure. Again, managing your blood pressure will decrease your risk of developing kidney failure. The genetic factors, sadly, there's not much we can do about that. But knowing that we are at risk and visiting our doctor and getting blood work and making sure that we are, we know we are at risk and keeping up on our screening.
And just getting back to the event for a little bit, what is the hope or the goal, I guess, to come from giving out this information to all the community members?
Part of what we want to do is show people the options that are available to them when they get there, and also to present ways not to get there. So we'll have kidney care information, we'll have diet information that'll help people prolong their function of the kidneys. But we'll also be talking about the modes of dialysis that we have, for example, peritoneal and home hemo dialysis, where people can do it in the home rather than travel to a clinic. And then, of course, transplantation, which is, the closest thing we have to a cure.
Have you guys set up the kidney fair anywhere else? And have you been able to receive any feedback from people who've attended said, like, it's been nice to get this information?
Yeah, we did a kidney fair here at the Community Health Center in Stoney Creek just a couple weeks ago in early March. It was the first one we've done since before COVID, but the community really enjoys it. They really enjoy coming in and talking to people who have that same lived experience they have. You know, you can talk to people and I can talk to people, but to actually talk to somebody who has been there, somebody who's had that experience, who's living with kidney disease, someone who's actually had a transplant and they really understand what that journey's like, someone who has to have dialysis. You know, I can say what I think it's going to be like, but someone who's actually having dialysis, actually doing dialysis at home, what's that like for them? In terms of peritoneal dialysis, that's a form of dialysis that uses the abdominal cavity. Our patient who's going to be there is actually a member of the Six Nations community, and she's going to be with us there for the duration between 11 and 7, and she's going to talk about her experience of doing peritoneal dialysis at home. We're going to have someone who does home hemodialysis and she's going to be there for the duration as well, talking about his experience and how doing dialysis at home allows him to live the best quality of life he can live.
And you talked about the rates that the disease affects people at, and you mentioned the increased rates for Indigenous people. Can you talk about that stat and why you think that is, that might be the case?
So one in 10 Canadians and one in 3 First Nations. I think First Nations people also have a very high risk of diabetes, and diabetes is the number one cause of kidney failure. High blood pressure, the number two cause of kidney failure. First Nations people are also at high risk of high blood pressure. So the number one and two causes of kidney failure are, you know, the First Nations people have a high rate of. And why is that? I think First Nations people are less likely to visit the doctor regularly, less likely to be diagnosed early on. By the time they're diagnosed, the disease has progressed a little bit more, and we can't go backwards. We can only attempt to delay the progression of kidney failure. And how do we do that? We manage diabetes. We try and keep that blood sugar below 10. We manage blood pressure. We try and keep that blood pressure below 140 over 90. We try to avoid a group class of medications called NSAIDs, and they're anti-inflammatory medications that we buy over the counter, ibuprofen, Aleve, Advil. We avoid using those. They're really hard on the kidneys. Smoking is another big cause of kidney failure. Smoking can harden the arteries, so try to avoid smoking and try to avoid stress, because stress makes us want to smoke. So by trying to avoid those things, we can hopefully delay the progression of kidney disease. But the big message is to visit your doctor to help prevent the progression of kidney disease for as long as possible.
And is there any way that First Nations people could possibly counteract those and try to bring the rates back down to, say, the level of an average Canadian?
I think it's awareness, right, Rich? I think it's just awareness, being aware that that risk is there, and how do we prevent that progression? And that's why we're going to be out there on the 29th, is to bring awareness. And the more people know, the more they can help mitigate their risk.
You might have just answered this last question, but can you remind everybody listening about the importance of having a healthy kidney, and really the importance of being informed on this issue to be able to continue a healthy life?
I think awareness, right? I think awareness of diabetes, awareness of hypertension, with those being the leading causes of kidney failure, to be aware, to visit the doctor, to manage the diabetes, to manage the blood pressure. By doing those, we're going to lower the risk of kidney disease. There is no cure for kidney disease. We try and delay the progression as long as possible, but there is no cure. There's treatment. Treatment is transplant. We're going to talk a lot about living donor transplant and deceased donor transplant as well, but we're really going to talk a lot about living donor transplant. And barring a transplant, the treatment is dialysis for the rest of your life.
Very well said. And thank you guys for doing this. Don't forget March 29th at the White Pines Wellness Center, Six Nations Health Services and St. Joseph's Community Health Center. We'll be hosting a kidney fair for all community members to come out and learn about kidney disease and treatment options for kidney failure. So definitely best of luck with the event. It's definitely an important issue. And I think it's one that we can all get behind. So thank you again for doing this, Tricia and Richard.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.